Welcome to Wellness Rebranded, the podcast where a dietitian, a personal trainer, and a mental health therapist get together to explore health and wellness from three different healing perspectives. I'm Elizabeth, registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor.
I'm Maria, licensed mental health therapist.
And I'm Tara, personal trainer. We believe in finding ways to nourish a healthy relationship with our mind and body, eating for well-being, not weight, finding joy in moving our bodies, and embracing and understanding our emotions. We are here to help you redesign your relationship with food, fitness, and yourself.
How great would it be if you got science-based guidance from qualified professionals instead of trying out conflicting, overhyped, and unproven trends?
If that sounds as awesome to you as it does to us, join us every week as we dig into strategies to enrich and enhance our day-to-day life and health.
And let's start rebranding your wellness journey.
This episode is brought to you in part by our affiliate relationship with Audible. You may not know this about the three of us, but we are big time readers and we love Audible, especially Elizabeth. She's a big fan of the audiobooks.
I love, love, love audiobooks. I have one going all the time and I get so many books in that way. Makes me so happy to listen while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, it really does make the time pass quickly when you're like washing dishes and also listening to something awesome. So guys, if you want to take advantage of this, we have a free 30-day trial. If you go to our link, audibletrial.com/wellnessrebranded, you will get one credit or two credits if you're already a Prime member, good for any premium selection title, and you get to keep those. You'll also get the entire Audible catalog of podcasts, books, guided wellness, originals, and you'll have unlimited listening and it will help us keep the show going for you. So please check out our link in the show notes.
Welcome back to another episode of Wellness Rebranded. I'm Tara and I'm here with Maria today. Elizabeth can't join us, but we have a really special guest, Trish Brewer. I'm so excited to have her on. I met her a few years ago at a wellness event locally and her breath work absolutely changed the way that I view wellness. I really enjoyed it. So let me tell you about Trish. She is a trauma-informed breathwork coach, Reiki master teacher, and intuitive guide. Her work is to create and hold space for you to serve as your guide back to your whole self. She believes that when we allow ourselves to be supported, we expedite our own healing and self-discovery. She knows this to be true from her own experience. Trish earned her breath coach certification from Yoga Teacher College, studied under David Elliott, a breathwork pioneer, and received her Sui Reiki training through Divine TriSource, and completed her trauma training with Neuroaffective Relational Model Training Institute. She sees herself as a lifelong student, deepening her practice through ongoing education and exploration. Trish, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Let's dive right in. Tell us about breath work. What is it? Why should we be doing it?
Yeah. So I think I look at breath work as like life force energy, right? And it's a power that we have within ourselves that a lot of us aren't even utilizing. It's a gift. It's a God-given gift. And it has this beautiful power to regulate the nervous system. And we aren't even using that to the best of our abilities. So it can lift us up when we are kind of low, and it can bring us down if our nervous system is highly activated. So kind of almost in the middle of the day can kind of equalize us, right? But so many people walk through life not even realizing how to actually use their breath or breathe properly. So we can be constricted, but I there's a difference in breath work, and I'm just here to like teach people how to one, use their breath to lead a happy, healthy life. And then two, how can we move through some of those experiences that we have in life that maybe have kept us from moving forward, those emotional blocks, right? Those misbeliefs, those limiting beliefs. And that's a different type of breath work. So I think people kind of get stuck on what's breath work. It's trending right now. So sometimes I see people come to my classes going, I wasn't expecting that.
I feel like when I went to your presentation at Elevate Midlife, I had no idea what to expect, and it definitely was not what I was expecting, even though I didn't know what was coming. But I will say that in terms of how I use breath work in my life up until that point, the most I did was calm myself down with a deep breath before I like yelled at my toddler, you know, like I would try to use it to regulate that, but that's it. And now I love that you can use breath work to kind of activate your system. I think that was something I hadn't even considered up until that point.
Yeah. So let me explain a little bit about the different types of breath work. There's basically two categories of breath work. We're looking at breath work tools and techniques, things like the pranayama, alternate nostril breathing, the 4-7-8 breath, the breath of fire that activates us in the morning. Those are breath tools and techniques that we can use in our everyday life, right? To move forward, to help us regulate the nervous system. And those are key. That's like the science behind it. That's what kind of a workshop I teach on the science behind the breath and how to use your breath in everyday life. Then you have what I call breath healing, and I put quotation marks around that because I can't heal you. I don't call myself that healer. Only you can really do that work. But we call it breath healing because it has a deeper impact. It's a more holistic approach to breath work, and it focuses on using the breath to help heal emotional wounds and promote spiritual growth. It can involve working with a trained breathwork practitioner who guides you through a specific breathing exercise, breathing pattern that's designed to help release those emotional blocks and negative thought patterns. And it can be very powerful for personal growth and transformation. But again, it should only be, in my opinion, done under the guidance of a trained professional. And that is something along the lines of holanthropic breathwork, transformational breathwork, and I also do that as well. So, and those can be done in group classes or one-on-one as well. So there's
that almost makes it sound a little bit scary.
You know, it can be. It can be if you're not quite ready for it. So I always tell people they've got to be in the right space for that. It's not for everyone, and that's okay. Like, people have to be ready to do that work. You know, I'm at a point where I really want to work with the people who are committed to their own healing and that are ready to do that type of work. But they have to be ready to do that. I'm not somebody that's going to be pushing people into that direction. Like, they have to be ready and willing to do that. And it sounds scarier than it is.
But even I'm thinking that even if somebody's not ready to go that deep into it, sometimes the practice of just having, you know, taking a few deep breaths during your day can be healing in itself. Because if you are learning how to bring yourself down when you're agitated or when you think, that pause during the day to think through something or really connect with your body and how you are. Because think about it, for me, breathing is when you identify how you're breathing, is such a connection of what you're going through, because your body automatically, without you controlling it, you breathe differently if you're calm, if you're agitated, if you're nervous, if you're anxious, you know, the breathing is different. So it's so interesting to me how the source of life is really your breathing, is the main source, right? How to connect with that and use it to your advantage, because it is part of your system, right? And how of your body, and it's there for a reason. And what I love about breathing, Trish, is that it's a tool that is always available. It's not like you have to wait to get home to do some nice deep breaths. You don't have to go buy a specific something to do it. No, it's always with you at the metro, in your car, at work, right?
Always, always. That's what I teach, you know, at the basic level, teaching people how to connect. The connection to their body is through their breath, right? It's the basic premise. If people have a hard time with meditation, we start with the breath, because the breath is a connection and the key to the body, the connection from the breath and the body. So from the scientific point of view, when we are taking those deep belly breaths, the nervous system, the vagus nerve runs right through the diaphragm, right? So because that vagus nerve is running right through the diaphragm, when we take those deep belt, what we call belly breath, what's happening is the vagus nerve, we're massaging the vagus nerve. And then that causes that rest and relaxation and puts us into the parasympathetic state. So we say deep belly breaths, but what we're doing is activating that vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system and puts us in the rest and digest. This is a very rudimentary explanation of the science of it, right? Very rudimentary, but you're right, Maria, we have access to our breath to regulate our nervous system, and we aren't, like, no one's teaching it. Like, we could be teaching our children how to do this in school, a very basic, this is like what I say, whatever your higher power is, your source, it's a God-given gift. Like, yes, this is our life force energy, right? And it has the power to help us regulate our nervous system from a very basic.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Trish, you made me think, when your nervous system is agitated, right, when you're in alert mode or fight or flight, healing cannot occur. At that moment, your body shuts down because you need to survive from the bear who's chasing you, bear quotation marks. It could be that, you know, presentation you have. It could be, right, I'm stuck in traffic. When you're doing that, even your reproductive system shuts down. Your body's ability to fight disease shuts down. So how important, I really feel that now with so much information thrown at us on a daily basis and being bombarded when you have your phone, the computer, traffic, you know, there's so much to put us in high alert and fight or flight mode on a daily basis, that it has become not only necessary, but a survival mode to bring ourselves to that pause, to really train our brain that we don't have to be on high alert 24/7, because that's why we can't sleep at night. That's why we're not eating well. We live in this rush. We have even like glorify being in this busyness. Like the busier you are, the more productive. No, you are not. You need those moments of pause to be productive. So it's like we have to go back to basics. It's like, okay, let's go back to the importance of having that balance, because otherwise you're going to be so depleted and not able to heal and move on when we don't give ourselves that. So important.
Trish, can you give us some examples of how to fit breath work into real life? And just for my interest, and hopefully some of our listeners too, how do I teach my child to do this?
Oh yeah, sure. So I teach a workshop and a one-on-one program. It's very simple. I do it over a 4-week period, or in a workshop. On one-on-one, I would do it over a 4-week period, 30 minutes a day with a client over Zoom. In a workshop, it would be like a 1-hour workshop, corporate level. And what I teach is how just exactly what you said, how do you work this in and teach them a little bit about the science. And it's really 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at noontime, and 5 minutes in the evening. And I teach 3 techniques. And one in the morning would be to activate the sympathetic nervous system. So what I'm saying is activating the system like you would if you need to drink a cup of coffee to get up in the morning, right? This is before we even get out of bed. Sometimes what I do is just to sit up in my bed and do a breath of fire. So it's a breath technique that activates our system to get us going in the morning. And it takes less than 5 minutes, usually about 60 seconds to a minute, until you build up to a little bit longer practice. And that is a morning breath. You want something to activate the system. at noontime before lunch, or if you have lunch and you want to do something about an hour after you've digested your food, then you might want to, you want to do a breath that's an equal inhale, equal exhale, like four inhales, four exhales, where you're equalizing your nervous system. Anything that is an equal inhale, equal exhale is going to equalize the nervous system. So if you're a little feeling a little down, it's going to bring you up. If you're a little agitated, So if you're down, it'll bring you up. If you're agitated, it'll bring you down. So you want something that equalizes you. I prefer to do the breaths in and out through your nose. So I teach people inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. And we can do a demonstration on that too. At night, you want to do a breath where you double the exhale. Whenever you double the exhale, you move your body into a rest and relaxation period, right? So you would inhale for four and exhale for eight. Or if some people can't even do the four inhales, so then you do two, right? I've worked with clients who've never practiced breath work and maybe they can't do the four. So then start with two, double for four. Work where you're at. You know, I meet people where they're at. But whenever you're doubling your exhale, you're moving the body into a rest and relaxation period. And you move into the parasympathetic state. And you want to do that in the evening. Like Maria said, when you're in the sympathetic state, you're in that fight and flight and everything, your entire system is not able to digest the food. It's not able to see things clearly. Your brain's not working. You're not able to focus. You can't get your words out. It's like when we're arguing with someone and your system is so, you can't think of all those words you want to say because you're so, you can't think of them, right? That's because your blood flow is not going to your brain. It's ready to fight. So if we can regulate that system, that kind of helps. And we move into that rest and relaxation period. So as far as working with your child, so this is something I used to do with my child, even before I think, you know, in some ways I always knew I was going to be here. Cause I started to do this with my son when he was very young. And, I would find something that your child likes. Like at one point my son was very big into Batman, right? So to calm down, I would say, like, let's inhale. My son's name is Mateo. And I would say, Mateo, okay, let's sit and we're going to inhale for four. Inhale through the nose and the belly expands for one, two, three, four. And then exhale. On the exhale, you're going to exhale through the mouth and you're going to go, Batman, 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 Batman. And he would be like, okay. And so he was like really into it.
I love that. I knew too.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't a trained breathwork facilitator back then, but I was like, okay, what's going to get his attention? And then I learned later, like, those are the things that work, you know, work with what you got. But inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose is my preference. Some people can't do the exhale through the nose. So the exhale can be through the mouth, but the inhale should always be through the nose.
I think it would be great if we do a demonstration. What do you think, Tara?
I'm so in. Let's do it.
All right.
Before we do that, Trish, let me ask you this, because I hear this a lot from people when I participate in breathing sessions. And it happens to me. What am I talking about? Other people. It happens to me a lot that sometimes if the breathing session goes a little longer than I thought, my mind starts wandering, right? I start like thinking, okay, when is this done? I need to pay these bills. I need to get out of here and go finish the work that I did. You know? And what would be your message to those people? Because what I'm thinking is that it's okay, that it's a practice, that maybe it happens and then you start learning how to bring, you know, your puppy mind back or monkey mind, like they call it, to bring it back. But it's okay to let it wander and come back. Like, what do you tell people when they say, no, I can't do that. It makes me more anxious or more nervous or whatever it is.
Maria says friends, but she's talking about me.
Oh, it happens to you too. Yeah, I mean, it happens. Yeah.
Every time I take yoga, I'm like, okay, peace and calming, my center. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking about everything else that's on my plate.
Yeah, it's okay. Listen, we are humans. We're humans having a human experience. We are, and that is okay. If you do meditation, what we always say is like, imagine like a leaf falling into a river, and it's just like, these are your thoughts. And you just go, okay, acknowledging these thoughts is going to be key. If you keep like pushing it away, it's going to keep coming up. So acknowledging, going, yep, I know I have to do laundry later. I know I have to go to the grocery store. I hear you. I get it. I'm going to come back to you later. Can you give me a few minutes to do what I'm doing? I mean, kind of like having those talks to yourself and even those thoughts and just acknowledging them and letting them know you're going to come back to it. But trying to push them away doesn't work. What I find though, is that when we are focused on the breath, because you are actually doing something and you're not just quiet, right? Because you have, your body has to do something. You're not kind of having those thoughts so much because you're actually giving your body something to do. It has to focus on the breath. I have to inhale and I have to exhale. And I'm focusing on making sure I'm inhaling through the nose for a count of four and the belly's expanding, and I'm exhaling for a count of four and the belly's contracting in. I'm actually having to breathe. You know, and focusing on that, you're giving your mind and your body something to do. So it's sometimes easier for people to connect, to start with their breath when they're starting out, even meditation practices, starting with their breath, because they're giving themselves something to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you want to get into that comfortable position. If you're sitting in a chair, just take your back a little bit further away from the chair a little bit. So you're sitting straight with your feet firmly planted on the ground. And if you're sitting on the floor, for those at home listening, you can sit crisscross applesauce. And you want to relax your jaw, relax your shoulders, relax your belly. There's no sucking in the gut for this one. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that. If not, you can bring a soft gaze to the space between your brow. And this breath, we're going to take in four inhales through the nose, and we're going to exhale for four. And these inhales are in through the nose, out through the nose. And on the inhale, the belly will expand out. And on the exhale, the belly will contract back in towards the spine. And we'll just do a round of five for this. And at home, you can do a round of 10 on your own, all right? So before we begin, we'll let out a great big exhale through the mouth, letting everything out. Then we'll begin on my count of 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the nose, 1, 2, 3. 4, exhale through the nose for 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling, belly expands for 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhaling for 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, belly expands for 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, belly contracts for 4, 3, 2, 1. Last round, inhale through the nose for 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming back to a regular breath, relaxing the jaw, relaxing the shoulders. And if your eyes are closed, opening them when you're ready.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So this is
sometimes nice just to pause, you know?
Yeah.
Like even if you don't get anything out of the breath work, which of course you will, just taking like, what was that, like a minute to just chill for a sec? I just feel like there's so much benefit to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a great one to do in the middle of the day. It's a very simple one. I like to start where, you know, with a very simple breath. There's a lot of different types of, you know, more complicated breaths, alternate nostril breathing, lots of them. But I always like to start with a very simple, basic breath and meet people where they are. But this is a great one to do in the middle of the day. Middle of the day, because it's an equalizer. Yeah.
I'm battling a cold right now, and I'm glad we didn't have to breathe through a specific nostril because I'm not sure I would have made it.
Yeah. I don't usually do the more complicated ones until, you know, clients have moved through it. We start with the very simple breath techniques in the first week, and then we move through. I add breath techniques as we move through.
No, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And I think that's the idea. It's a practice. It's like everything. You don't start at level 8. You start at level 1 and you're at level 1 for a while. And then you start seeing the benefits, or maybe even start noticing the changes in you and how you feel after the breathing. And then you, you know, practice other things, and that's okay. It is a practice. But I personally have to say, I didn't start practicing breathing until maybe a couple of years ago. And it's been life-changing for me. I mean, knowing that I have there for me and that I can take a few deep breaths. And I think the hardest work was to recognize when I needed those deep breaths, right? It gets a lot of self work and you know, and getting to know yourself. And I am a person that gets agitated easily. Maybe it's the Hispanic in me, I don't know, but I can go from 0 to 10 in 2 seconds. And breathing has helped me go from 0 to 5. And even when I get to the 10, most of the time I'm able to recognize it. And then I start breathing and bring myself to a 5, because nobody, me personally, cannot make good decisions when I'm at 10. I need to be at least down to 5 or 3 to really see clearly what my next step is going to be. So breathing has been really life-changing for me. And if you think about it, Trish, I mean, at least what I've noticed is that it's built in you organically. Because every time I get frustrated, like let's say with my kids, there it is, the toilet not flushed again. The first thing that I do is like, oh, like, you know, is that big exhale with sound? And I'm like, there I am. My body is already asking me to do some exhaling because I'm frustrated. So I'm just going to power it up, you know, breathe it, you know, do it intentionally, because that's the key word for me and breathing. Many people is like, but no matter what, I'm like, yes, but I'm asking you to do it intentionally with the purpose of calming down or bringing energy or, you know, sending that message to yourself that you're compassionate about what you're going through. Whatever it is you want to do with your breathing is intentional, right, Trish?
Yes, absolutely. That is a key, the intentional breath. Yes, absolutely. Because that is where the more we practice and the why we teach, you know, why I teach people like 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 5 minutes in the evening, is so that when you come up against those moments in the middle of the day, when, you know, your kid has done something that you're like, that you can lean on those tools, right? Because you are already practiced. You have them.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Yes. Yes. Okay. Amen to that. Because we think that what we really need it when we're in crisis, that's when we're desperately looking for that tool. But if you don't have it in your toolbox and you've practiced it, it's not going to come naturally. It's going to, you know, you have to think it through. And how is that breathing again? But when you practice it, when you're not in crisis, you make it part of your daily living, there is an available tool for you when you are in crisis and really need it, then your body automatically goes to it and there you go, right? Absolutely. So that's why it's so important. Like it's like a fire at home. You don't want to have the fire extinguisher heating in the garage when you need it. You want it right there. You want to practice how to use it. God forbid and the fire comes, your body automatically going to know how to use the fire extinguisher, how to use CPR if you practice it. You don't want to learn right there and then, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's the key.
And here's another super quick trick that I learned a long time ago, and I don't even know how much based on evidence is, but with kids, if they are frustrated or agitated, something that I used to do when I worked with foster care a long time ago was to ask them to drink water. Why don't we go drink some water? And it's because when you drink water, believe it or not, you are breathing. Mm. So we weren't asking them specifically to breathe. And I don't know what you think about this, Trish. Again, I don't know how much based on evidence, but if you don't want to do the breathing because whatever reason, start by going drinking a lot of water, like nonstop, and you're going to find yourself breathing. And that itself can calm you down. Not the drinking water, but the fact that it's really hard to drink water if you're not breathing through your nose. So there's that.
Huh. I haven't. But yeah, that makes sense.
Again, maybe I made it up, but give it a try.
You know, people actually tell me that as like a new mom, people are like, if your kid's ever having a meltdown, change the air and change the water. So like take them outside if they're inside, or put them in a bath, or give them a drink. So I don't know if it's breathing or if it's just getting their mind off of whatever they're mad about. But yeah, I've found that actually really works in my family. So, well, Trish, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to link your socials and everything in the show notes, but do you have anything coming up right now that you want to tell people about?
Yeah, so I am at Annapolis Crystals Monthly, over at Honey's Harvest Farm Monthly as well, doing breathwork healing events.
Yay. Even if we put in the show notes, Trish, how can people find you? What's the best way to connect with you?
Yeah, my website is trishbrewer.com.
Perfect.
All my events. And I see people privately and in groups.
That's great. Trish, thank you so much. And for all our listeners out there, go do some breathing. Breathe. Breathe in peace, breathe in whatever you need at that moment, and breathe out what you don't need. And if you want to go deeper into this work, Trish is here as a resource. Thank you, everyone, for connecting with us one more time. If you like this episode, please leave your like, hit the download button, share with your friends, and we hope you have a deep breathing week. Until next time. If you're local to the Annapolis area, join me on my new initiative, the Emotional Fitness Studio, a place where everyone can enjoy monthly in-person wellness workshops guided by different local providers and as affordable as only $10 per event. These interactive, wisdom-packed and empowering sessions will prove that taking care of our mental health doesn't have to be a tough nut to crack. Check out all the offerings and register on the events section on my website, thecoachingtherapist.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to connect with me outside of this podcast, you can find me on Instagram at coaching_therapist.
I'm Elizabeth. You can find me at Elizabeth Harris Nutrition or in my Facebook group, Health and Healing with Intuitive Eating.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Tara DeLeon Fitness. Guys, if you loved this episode or any of our other episodes, we would love it if you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps us get the non-diet word out to the rest of the world. So please leave us a review.
Yes, thank you.